Santa baby, it's holiday season, and you don't know what to get as a gift or stocking stuffer? Well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has the tools to guarantee you win this year's stocking stuffer competition. Manscaped, thank you for giving me an excuse to get all the gifts he's been needing all year round. They've changed more than 4 million men worldwide for the better. If my math is correct, that's almost 8 million balls. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Manscaped's best-selling product is the Performance Package 4.0, which is at the top of every man's wish list this year. Inside, you'll find their Lawn Mower Body Trimmer, the best trimmer on the market for his balls, back, chest, the list goes on, and the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with code ERROTIC. Cheers to rocking the best gifts of all this season. A gift for him, but really a gift for you, Manscaped.
Many years ago, when I was a student, I shared a house with 4 other people. We all got on well, and there was never too much drama. Over holidays, most of my housemates would go home, leaving just me and Alex. Alex was an Adonis, with broad shoulders, gentle gray eyes, and the sort of arms that make you feel safe when he hugged you. I was completely in love with him. The one catch? He was gay. A good friend, but completely disinterested in me physically and romantically. If I remember right, it was in the week before Christmas. We were both curled up on the sofa and had probably drunk far more than we should have. For some reason, I remember a Muppets DVD was playing on the TV, but mostly we were chatting over it. Slowly, the conversation drifted from casual gossip about friends to our own lives, then to our respective sex lives, or more accurately, lack thereof. We both bemoaned how long it had been since either of us had any. I joked, "If you were straight, I'd jump you right now." Alex just teased me about being too short for him. We fell silent for a while and turned back to the film. I seriously wanted him. I knew he wasn't interested in me, but maybe we could still do something. The more I thought about it, the more wound up I became. Until I blurted out, "I could go down on you." Without thinking, there was an awkward pause while I turned bright red. Alex laughed and tried to break the tension before realizing I was serious. I was so nervous, my hands were shaking, but I'd gone this far. "Seriously, you can think of someone else. Just return the favor sometime." I looked at him, longing to kiss him. He didn't look convinced. I slid off the sofa and kneeled on the carpet between his legs. "Look, I'm horny, you're horny. We can just see how it goes. I'll stop if you want." I had a sinking feeling. Had I made a complete fool of myself? Oh God. After what felt like an eternity, he slowly reached down and undid his zip. I could feel my heart pounding in my chest. My cheeks burning red, but I leaned forward, pulling his cock free from his boxers and gently taking it between my lips, teasing it with my tongue, feeling it swell in my mouth till I was able to wrap my hands around the base, massaging up and down, caressing the head with my tongue. Every so often, I'd glance up at his beautiful body. At some point, his shirt came off, and I slid the top of his jeans down. He was moaning. Every so often, a name would pass his lips. I didn't care that it wasn't mine. Something even stirred within me. This beautiful man I was pleasuring was thinking of someone else. I was just a toy to him. I'm not someone who is super comfortable in her own body. So, normally, I thrive on being told I'm sexy. But this was completely different. I wasn't there to be sexy. I was just a mouth to him. pretending to be whoever he was fantasizing about. Somehow, that was freeing. Somehow, it was a massive turn-on. Each time he moaned a name, it made me feel like a voyeur in this perverted game. Just as my jaw was starting to ache, he grasped my head between his hands, thrusting my final few strokes before the cum bubbled in my mouth. I carried on, but he pushed my head away, breathing heavily. I sat on the floor gasping for air, satisfied yet craving more. While I sat there, I had a terrifying thought. Would that be it for the night? I've had fantasies about someone using me like that and leaving, but I didn't actually want it to happen. Would we both sit there in an awkward silence before he made his excuse and disappeared to bed? Fortunately, after sitting in that awkward silence for a while, he opened one eye and looked at me on the floor.
So, what about you?
He didn't go down on me. Instead, I lay back on the sofa while his hand slid down inside my PJs, finding its way between my legs. I don't know how, but he knew what he was doing. His fingers danced as he whispered in my ear. If I'm honest, I don't remember half of what he said, but he made me feel like the most beautiful person imaginable, a desirable princess to be lusted after. Words blurred together, and everything became a swirl of ecstasy. Somewhere along the way, I found myself riding his hand, no idea when my clothes came off, the taste of him still in my mouth. His voice hypnotized me in bliss. All too soon, I could feel the ecstasy rolling through my body, shaking up my spine, before begging him to stop, gasping, "Too much, too much," then curling up against him, my head nestled deep in Alex's lap. The horrible fake leather of the sofa pulling against my bare skin. Smiling, he ruffled my hair.
"I still don't fancy you,"
he paused, looking down at me.
"You've got the most ridiculous orgasm face, though."
After that day, it happened plenty more times. It almost became a secret tradition. When it was just us in the house, somehow we'd end up getting each other off. We tried all sorts of things. Once we even tried missionary sex, but it wasn't for him. Mostly, though, I just end up going down on him while he moans out the name of his latest crush. He knows I enjoy it now, so doesn't hold back. Then I find myself naked with his hand between my legs, the taste of him in my mouth, and every time when we were done, he ruffles my hair and tells me,
"You still have the most ridiculous orgasm face."